It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Climate Field View. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. On the upcoming This Week in Agribusiness, I sat down with Susan McIsaac, Discovery Science Lead for the Climate Corporation, to discuss how variable rate scripting tools in Climate Field View can help farmers maximize profitability.
It's really important to get that crop off to a good start, isn't it?
It is. All of those decisions that you make at planting really set you up for a successful harvest. And we also know fields can be really variable. So it's important to have a plan. It's important to make those decisions and set yourself up for success. And Climate Field View can help develop that plan.
Addressing that variability with a customized planting plan can really help profitability, can it not?
It can. We've shown that there's a yield benefit to using Climate's advanced seed scripting. In 2017, users who used advanced seed scripting saw a 5 bushel per acre yield gain versus farmers who were writing their own scripts.
To see the entire interview, make sure to catch This Week in Agribusiness. And to learn more, visit climate.com. Well, it was record-breaking precipitation at Fargo, North Dakota yesterday, the most snow on the 5th of March in 122 years. They got 5.5 inches. But all of the folks I know up there were saying, that's just fine. We needed the moisture, snow and rain. That blizzard on across Minnesota resulted in 168 crashes. No fatalities, though, according to the State Patrol. Another 253 vehicles spun out yesterday on the slick roads from Moorhead, Minnesota, to the Twin Cities. From This Week in Agribusiness, whether it's all of this chatter about trade sanctions or some other reason, our exports of corn are falling farther behind the pace needed to meet the Department of Agriculture's projections. Analyst Arlen Suderman with INTL FC Stone says in the latest figures last week, we were behind USDA's expectations for corn exports by 115 million bushels. Now we trail the pace needed by 120 million bushels. Arlen says river water levels are at least part of this story, as there have been some problems moving corn down to the Gulf of Mexico due to the high water. The funeral service has been set for Thursday in Brownsburg, Indiana, for the sheriff's deputy shot and killed last week, northwest of Indianapolis. Deputy Jacob Pickett leaves behind a wife and 2 young children. He had been in law enforcement for 7 years. We do love our pickup trucks, and word out of Detroit is the new 2019 Ram pickup being shipped to the dealers now will be almost $5,000 pricier than its predecessor. That's the 1500, but it has a load of new features, we hear. Fiat Chrysler announced the highly anticipated new truck, unveiled at the Detroit Auto Show, will start at $31,695, plus a $1,645 destination charge. But the higher trim level sure will bring higher prices. The price on the limited crew cab, that Ram pickup, will be north of $57,000, we hear. I've weighed in on this subject before, but do you wave at folks on the road that you meet out there? Our friend Chad Colby tweeted yesterday he did a farm truck wave test in rural Ohio. 5 out of 6 farmers waved. I retweeted that. You can weigh in if you want to. Twitter at Max Armstrong. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.